Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
You today, dishing you all the latest in celebrity and entertainment news. Mm-hmm. But before we get started, let's take it to the West Coast and check in with our three amigos in Los Angeles. Yeah. What up, Heidi, Frank, and Choo-Choo?
What's up?
Choo-choo.
What's
up? Yo, we got our girl Portia back in the studio. So we're back together again. Welcome back, P. Willard.
I miss y'all.
We missed you, too. All right, so later is Lindsay Lohan coming in like a wrecking ball for Miley Cyrus's new man, Cody Simpson. Nice. And Gary, Wendy Williams doesn't care about your cousin, the Duchess of Sussex, Megan Pyle's feelings. But first, Headcrack, what you got going on?
All right, y'all, well, this is interesting. Now, on a new episode of the Red Table Talk, man, Jada Pinkett Smith's show, the subject of transracial adoption came up. Okay. And, you know, when you look up actresses, Angelina Jolie, you'll completely understand what that's about. But moving on, so Jada had a young lady on the show by the name of Angela Tucker, who is a black adoptee that was raised by white parents, and she's now struggling with her identity as a black woman. Check this out.
Being a transracial adoptee is really difficult to share what we really feel, because we have parents who raised us and love us, and we don't want to appear that we're not grateful for what they've done. People often don't feel like transracial adoption is the right solution, because essentially we're asking me as a black woman to assimilate into white culture, but to also keep my blackness somehow, even though I wasn't raised within it.
It's a lot to unpack.
But I think if you want to get some insight on it, she would be the one to listen to.
Yeah. But here's the thing. But there are black parents who have no culture, who have black children,
right,
and who are completely removed from the culture. So sometimes, you know, being put in the culture is about where you're at and where you're placed. I mean, just because your parents are white don't mean you don't have to lose your sense of self-identity.
Well, I think it's a horrible message. I think you're raised, love has no color. And I think that these parents were taking her in. That
it was cerebral palsy, Frank.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
And I think that maybe, I mean, you saw that picture of her parents. They were extremely white. I mean, seriously.
Right.
Let's not lump them in to say don't have interracial adoption because of her extremely white parents. I mean, I've seen, those are some white people right there.
Yeah. And listen, if there's a white family watching Dish Nation now and they want to adopt me, you are more than welcome to being adopted by a white family would be a beautiful thing.
His new name is Charlie Martin.
I'd still take you to Taco Bell if I adopted you.
Hell, I'll shoot you if you take me.
All right, Brad, it seems like not taking crap runs in your family. I'm talking about your big sister, Lisa Rae McCoy. Yeah, she sat down for an interview with TV One's autobiographical docuseries Uncensored and spilled all the tea about an incident that she claims happened with Stacey Dash, that political pundit who was arrested for domestic violence.
Yeah.
Where she was on Single Ladies.
Yeah.
That, well, just take a look.
This particular night, like, she is just not saying the line that she's supposed to say to my character. I walked over to her and said, "Stacey, just do the line the way she wants you to do it so we can get up out of here." And she put her finger up in my face and she said, "You don't tell me anything." And you could hear a pin drop on the set. Because when I tell you every bit of Southside Chicago was brewing up in here, that made me go, "Stacey, if you don't get your thing out my face," but that was all I had to say. Because once I said that, She took off for me to beeline to her dressing room, but I was gonna be right behind her because I couldn't take my shoes off that quick. So I was like, wait a minute, hold on. Wait 1 second, here I come. And they was like, no, no, no. It was like, okay, I thought maybe she had wanted to talk to me in private, and I was gonna grant her that.
See, that's like, when you know you about to get your ass beat when a black woman say, no, 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 I just want to talk to her.
Is that what it is, Portia?
Is that what it is? Conversation with her.
Right. So Brad, do you have any good big sis stories about Lisa back in the day when she had, you know, felt that South Chicago coming
South
up inside
Chicago.
Her?
Oh, I have plenty of them.
But how cool, Brad, to have a big sister that you know no matter what has got you.
Right.
Has got. I mean, I've never had a big sister, so I don't know that feeling, but I would love that.
Brad, you can tell me some details on those stories when we take Chewy to Taco Bell, okay?
Oh, no.
All right, y'all, let's move on, y'all. So, you guys know R&B singer Tank, right?
Yeah.
Well,
we do.
Honey, he's got everybody talking right about now.
Yeah.
About what?
Well,
recently on radio and television personality Angela Yee's Lip Service podcast, Tank said indulging in a little man-on-man action doesn't necessarily classify a man as gay.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what he said.
That's like the definition of being gay.
Well, he said
one of the top three.
This is his reason now. He said it's because there's nothing wrong with trying something out to see if you're into it or not. Now, take a look.
He's the once, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, I'm not sure if I liked it or not.
Let
you
me try
saying?
It again.
Let me try it again. And then he says, you know what? It's not for me. Don't like the taste. But it doesn't mean he's gay. It means he's twice.
Okay. So just for the sake of your argument, that's okay. I got
Cause,
you.
Because the art of being gay is being gay.
It's being. Mm-hmm.
It's
in
a
the,
continual,
in the
continuous state of being.
Keep it real, y'all. Now, do y'all believe this? Do y'all think that if a man, you know, indulges once, possibly twice, does that make him gay, head crack, or is he, just trying it out to see if he likes it or not?
Let me rephrase it like this. If there are two drops of pee in your cup of water, is there pee in your water or not?
There's pee in my water. But is it still drinkable is the question.
But I talked to one of my friends, honey, and this really putting the queens, honey, in a real bad position, though. Because if these straight men going to be sucking, what do the queens do? What do?
All right, a couple of nights ago was the season finale of the Australian version of The Masked Singer, and Cody Simpson was revealed as the winner. Well, Lindsay Lohan was one of the judges, and she correctly guessed that it was Cody inside the robot costume. So this is what Lindsay posted on Instagram. At The Masked Singer Australia, woohoo, I was right. Yay, Cody Simpson, good job. What a great time. What a great time and wonderful moments we've all had on this show. Congratulations to everyone. Aliana, leave the riffraff behind, sister.
Whoa.
Oh.
Well, what does that mean? Well, she's talking about her little sister, Aliana, Ali Lohan. I guess her and Cody Simpson dated not all that long ago. And she told Cody on the show, I want my furniture back because I bought your furniture for your house in Venice.
Wow.
I guess when he was dating her little sister. But here's the best part. In an Instagram post that she has since deleted, so don't go looking for it, you can't find it, Lindsay appeared to be shading Cody's relationship with Miley Cyrus. Lindsay shared a picture of her sister Allie with Cody and said, quote, when you realize you failed and you settle for less, Cody Simpson, family is everything. You won The Masked Singer, but you lost on your future.
Oh,
wow.
Damn.
Come
so
on, Lindsay, with a direct shade.
I mean,
that's not even shade. That's like shots fired.
I mean, the only thing Lindsay Lohan knows about settling is when she goes from Grey Goose to Smirnoff. I can't imagine if my little sister was dating somebody, though, and they didn't have furniture for their apartment, that I would furnish it for him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In a weird way, I think Lindsay was going after this guy who was dating her little sister, trying to look like, I'm Lindsay, I'm way more successful, pick me instead.
Oh.
And that's why she's still bitter and upset. Ooh.
You let me tell you, Frank, you reached for that one. I mean,
no, he reached it, but then he grabbed.
How is Lindsay going to try to go after that little boy?
Yes, she'll grab anything within arm and reach.
Yes, yeah. Winky is winky.
Mm-hmm. She's lucky Tank didn't get to him first.
All right, y'all, up next, you won't believe what one female celebrity did while pregnant. I know I couldn't do it. Well, y'all find out what she did after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, looks like WNBA player Skylar Diggins is dropping bombs. The Dallas Wings guard recently revealed online she played the duration of the 2018 season while pregnant.
Uh-uh.
In a series of tweets, Diggins aired out her frustrations with the league and how the league treats players who are also mothers, and spoke to the criticism she received for sitting out the entire 2019 WNBA season after giving birth in April. She wrote, "People called me a quitter, said I gave up on my team, not knowing I took 2 full months away from everything because of postpartum depression, with limited sources to help me be successful mentally and physically. But just wait, though. Keep that same energy." She continued, "I played the entire season pregnant last year, all-star and led league, top 3-5 in MPG. Didn't tell a soul."
Wow.
Exactly. Now, could you imagine, Portia, if we wouldn't gave you credit for being off as long as you was pregnant, how would you have felt?
Yes, and I've worked all the way up until I gave birth.
Exactly, as opposed to a lot of other pregnant women.
I don't get paid when I'm not here, so I don't have a regular maternity leave like other women. Okay? I still got to go get a coin while mama is giving birth.
Well, mama can get the coin, okay? Yes.
All right, well, moving on. Gary, looks like your friend Wendy Williams is calling out your cousin Meghan Markle.
Wait a minute, Miss Wendy, girl, hold up.
All right, now, in recent weeks, Meghan has been open about the difficulties of living in the public eye. And in a recent documentary, Harry and Meghan, An African Journey, she admitted that her life has been a struggle since her marriage to Prince Harry.
Aww.
Yeah, well, Wendy wasn't too impressed and let her feelings be known about the Duchess of Sussex.
Meghan Markle, everybody, says that she was warned not to marry Prince Harry. You know who warned her? Some hating-ass girlfriend of hers. Anyway, take a look.
My British friend said to me, "I'm sure he's great, but you shouldn't do it because the British tabloids will destroy your life." And I very naively, I'm American, we don't have that there. "What are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense. I'm not in tabloids." I didn't get it.
Yes, you did. You knew exactly what you were doing. And I applaud her plotation on the royal situation. But please, don't try to garner sympathy from us. You knew what you were doing. By the way, your friend is a hater. She needs to be dismissed.
So what do y'all think about that?
I mean, but Wendy's right about a lot of things, though. Like, I mean, like, you lived in America before.
Yeah.
You know what tabloid life is about.
Right.
You know, like, American tabloids are just as aggressive, if not more aggressive, than the UK ones. You may feel it more directly because you're part of the royal family.
Exactly.
But you can't be so naive that you don't know what's about to happen.
Yeah, she knew her business would be out. But I think her friend was speaking of her being an outsider coming into the royal family, that the tabloids will eat her alive. And that's what they've been doing. They've been eating her alive.
Well, I really want to comment on
royal way.
Because with Meghan being a relative and Wendy being a friend, I'm just going to stay neutral and let y'all talk about it.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
Guys, are you tired of not getting enough sleep at night? Well, I have the solution to help. How about you try these luxury plush gel pillows? They're expertly tailored to ensure a solid night's comfortable rest for any and all sleeping positions.
Oh, they feel so comfortable. Tell me more.
Well, Gary, I love that these pillows are allergen and chemical-free and resistant to mold, mildew, and dust mites. Plus, they can be washed to keep them feeling and looking like new.
Now, Brad, I could get with this. How much?
Well, head crack, usually the 2-pack Italian Luxury Plus gel pillows has been seen as high as $90. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$29.
What? Yep, just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, find out how Lizzo surprised her fans with a famous act at her concert. We got more details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Y'all know that Lizzo's concerts are super lit, right?
Yeah.
And everyone loves her music, including Home Alone star Macaulay Culkin.
Oh.
That's right. Meg shared a video of Lizzo bringing him on stage with the caption, "When Lizzo asks you to do a silly dance, you get up there and you do a silly dance."
Okay.
He's irritated with that, though. I mean, think about it. This man did this, like, 30-some years ago.
I don't even notice.
But he's, and now he still gotta, like, get people in his face all day, like, oh!
No, but he's different than, like, some other people who are mad that people, like, love them for certain things. Because, you know, when Gary Coleman was alive, God bless the dead, but like, he used to hate that, what you talk about, Willis thing, but we loved him for that.
Right.
And Macaulay Culkin, he'll throw that face up anytime.
Yeah, I hate when people act like that. Like, come on, just do it. Like, that's how we know you.
Exactly. Right. But you, I'm sure you work with a bunch of people that don't like doing some of the things they used to do back then that got them to fame and fortunes.
Like who?
I don't know.
Because I did say a couple times, I get tired of doing Funkified. I've been doing that song since
1994.
Oh, yeah, you sure don't. But I'm I still do it. I mean, that's what people love me for, so that's the song I end my show with.
Really?
No matter if I got a new one out or not, that's the one they know and love, so that's the one I'm going to do.
And
if I got
to do
it till I'm 75, I'm going to be like, yo, Funkified. Okay. All right, y'all. Last night, Selena Gomez dropped a new song and video called Lose You to Love Me. Check it out.
We'd always go into it blindly. I needed to lose you to find me. This dancer was killing me softly. I needed to hate you to love me.
It sure sounds like she's talking about her ex, Justin Bieber, right?
And other exes.
Well, darlings, after the video dropped, Justin's wife, Haley, just happened to post a screenshot of a song she was listening to called I'll Kill You.
Oh!
And, of course, the internet thinks that was directed at Selena. What do y'all think?
Oh, it was definitely for Selena.
Because if you actually heard that Summer Walker song, she's talking about a dude.
Yeah.
She ain't talking about, like, no other chick.
But this song is cute. Selena's song. I gotta lose you to love you.
Yes.
Reminded me of something I'm going
through. Really, did that touch you?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, look at that.
It really did. That is a beat song.
So when you pull off into the sunset today, you're going to be rocking out to Selena Gomez?
Yes, I mean, it almost makes you cry. That is a good song. Yeah, I need to lose your asses to love me. But more so...
You need to lose us.
To love you?
To love me.
Oh, well, we love you.
Thank you.
We love you, Gary.
But I feel it coming.
So you don't need to lose us to love you. You need us to love you so you can love yourself more.
Exactly.
Sounds like he just wants to be alone.
Right. Okay.
Are we still talking about singing?
Yeah, Wait a minute now.
You trying to love you, trying to do with yourself.
Trying to do a solo act.
Yeah.
Up next, find out what unexpected love advice Tiny Harris got. We'll tell you after the break. Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
All right, y'all. This next story is for the young ladies who are dating. Now, we all love Candy Burris' mother, Mama Joyce, on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, and we've seen how vocal she can be when it comes to relationships, especially Candy's. Well, Tiny stopped by her husband's podcast expeditiously to chat with him about love, and she revealed some advice Mama Joyce gave to her when she was just a teenager. Let's take a look.
You know, when I was about 16, 15 years old.
Okay.
Aunt Joyce, Candy's mama, told me, do not marry for love.
Mm.
Marry for security.
What?
Yeah, and I didn't understand that at the time.
Let me tell you something, and I'm being honest. Now, where I'm at now in my life, I would marry for love and not money.
Mm-hmm. What you think, Headcrack?
Well, you know, I would tell my boys that before you get married, make sure no one else wants you first.
What?
Because you don't want to spend the rest of your marriage, like, playing defense. Like, trying to block people.
See, that's when men be old and then they want to settle down when they got pancreatic cancer. Their legs have been cut off. Now they're ready to come home.
That's real love. No, if somebody will accept you at that point, then they really love you.
So my friend said she always wanted to marry an ugly man. She did because she felt nobody else would look at him and what have you.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So
what did he put some Gucci on, put some smell good on, and walk out that house with a good haircut?
And not somebody else wanted
something. That chick with glaucoma going to scoop him right on up. The show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.